Rochester's official Christmas station, Warm 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. And right now, Doctor, everybody is, you know, health conscious, probably more so because of, you know, the COVID, and everybody's a little afraid. So what can we do to protect ourselves?
Man, that is a great question. It's a big question. You know, one of the things that I love to come back to, it's one of my favorite health quotes. It's very old. Hippocrates said, you know, let your food be your medicine. And yeah. You know, certainly we want to take advantage of technology, but basically, literally basically, you know, the foods that we put into our bodies, they build us up or they tear us down. So when I look at nutrition, actually, let me ask you guys, I mean, when you look at, you know, sitting down to eat a meal, I mean, what is your perspective? What are you guys looking to accomplish?
You know, it's funny. Thankfully, I have a wife who loves to cook and she likes to cook healthy. Okay. And so I'm very fortunate because I'm a lousy cook, quite frankly.
And you've recently been more vegan, right?
More vegetarian.
Because
my son is vegan. So we're eating a lot less meat, a lot less cheese, and, you know, more grains and things like that. But she'll always make sure whatever she's making, it's well-rounded. You know, we got a little carb, a little protein, a little vegetable. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, so far, so good.
Right. And I, of course, have a child, a 12-year-old growing boy. But his favorite has always been a vegetable and some sort of meat. I mean, yeah, you throw in starches here and there, but...
Keep it simple. I like it. So... Let me just point out two things that, you know, that is super common. And I heard you guys both saying, thankfully, you're not quite like my dad, who's my toughest client, who is Mr. Anti-Vegetable. So you guys are both saying veggies are a common thing in your home. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
One really big thing that I'll tell you, I just think that everybody can be doing that will immediately support their immune systems in a pretty profound way. Getting quality, healthy fat back into your everyday. You know, we're also afraid of fat, but, you know, fats are actually very naturally antibacterial, antiviral.
Well, you know, to piggyback on your let your food be your medicine, I heard that, and also I heard, or later in life, your medicine will be your food. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Exactly.
That's very true.
Yeah. I already know people who are taking 11 pills a day to stay alive.
Right.
You know, so.
So yeah. What if you don't eat a lot of vegetables or anything healthy?
Well,
you're asking for a friend, Christy?
For a friend.
Yeah. Hey, you know, no judgment here, right? Let's help your friend. Very, very common situation too. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the simplest thing doesn't have to be complicated. And that's what I love to do here is just bring people back to the simplicity. Quality supplementation can be a very nice, you know, to me, health insurance, really fill in the blanks. Got to be something good. I mean, that hopefully goes without saying, a whole food-based supplement, but that can fill in those blanks. Give your body, you know, the essential resources that you might miss.
Well, we'll keep eating our vegetables like our mom told us when we were young.
Right.
All right, Dr. Matt, thank you so much.